Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is a Thursday, and we do need to let some people get whatever's on your chest off it. That's right. No pause. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. It's Bleep You Thursday. If you're mad at somebody, whether it's significant or inconsequential, this is your opportunity. Wanted to read this one from my man C. Dub. Said, got to get a bleep you for these annoying Bears fans manufacturing a made-up rival. I had no idea how irritating they were until we got Jaden Daniels. I totally agree with that. I don't think for players this Bears-Commanders thing is a rivalry. I think this is completely made up, like, social media nonsense. And if they are mad, like, sorry. Like, that's on you, dude. I find the whole we're mad, Caleb's better stuff stupid, and I'm kind of over it. Do you land at the same place with me, Landfill?
I like seeing the Bears fans miserable because they started this, and it's been one-sided, and Jaden owns them, and he's going to continue to do it for the next 15 years because we got the better quarterback. Deal with it.
Totally. I also think, I don't know, I think there's like a weird fetishization of like declaring the best quarterback from the draft class. If you're a Washington fan, I get it if you are a Denver fan or a Bears fan or whatever. But like, if you're a Washington fan, just feel confident in what is happening here. And like, I know that there's some thought of like, oh, you know, Jaden's regressed. I don't agree with it. He's missed two games. So, like, if you want to just go straight stats, I think all of that is just silly. Jaden, this team won more games than they had in 30 years. They got further in the playoffs than they had in 30 years. He comes back, has a complete game. They look great. There's reason to believe they could get on another run here. Like, don't let this crazy stuff bother you, man. And to the Bears fans that are just trying to flame a non-existing fire, bleep you. Let's let my man Tim in Haymarket chime in. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. Tim, who you mad at?
What's up, JP? Thank you for the hockey talk this week.
You're welcome. Just for you.
Also, I know it's game one, but bleep you to the Caps power play. Five chances. Come on, man. That's it.
Yeah. Listen, man, you wanted hockey talk. You got it. Like, if we're being super real, last night kind of sucked. Like, it was exciting because it was the opener, but it wasn't exactly a very exciting day, you know? Take the L at home. Thanks for the call, Timmy. Landfill, do you have any bleeps? Anything you're mad about? Because I know you've been dealing with Jeff, who's been dealing with stomach pains because he's been – it's my understanding Jeff is consuming far too much meat.
Yeah, I mean, he's been making just a lot of weird statements. He's asking us to help him dehydrate his meat. He's consuming a lot of meat. He's just disappearing for several minutes at a time, multiple times throughout the show. Jeff's an odd character.
He is an odd character. And honestly, the photo you posted of Jeff most recently is quite disturbing, just to be honest. You know what I'm saying?
I do have to say bleep you, though, to 1015 Half Street, Southeast, Washington, D.C., we have a rat infestation.
Yee.
Yeah.
Jay, want to go to your house tomorrow?
My house has its own issues.
Okay, well.
I can find us an undisclosed location. How serious are you about the rat infestation?
I mean, I haven't seen any yet, but other than Ryan the Stallion, I haven't seen any, but theoretically they're here.
They have rats?
Was there like an email? Do I need to check my Odyssey email?
There's rumors going around. We haven't seen them, but we've heard from the junkies. We've heard from people at PGC. Personally, we're not concerned. We can take rats. You know, we can deal with them. We have golf clubs and stuff. But, you know, this is just what we deal with. We had a bug infestation, I think, the first year that we were doing the show.
I remember that. That was god-awful.
That was pretty bad. So, I don't know. I guess this is worse.
But the rats that are the other ones that just tell on people, just take them out.
Yeah, I mean, we could definitely take them out. Do you guys want me to bring my cat tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah.
You have a cat rat, Lefio?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Noted cat guy. Hmm. Other cat guys include Chase Hughes, Ben Standing, Pete Haley, my boy Braden. Noted cat guys. Hmm. Now, Lamphill on the list. Hmm. Just because we're going to run out of time, if we get more calls, we'll take them. But a couple of updates for practice. I don't know what you call this. Terry McLaurin was at practice. The players were in uniforms. Terry was not in uniform. He did some work on the side field with trainers. So that's going to be a DNP officially, but it's also a step. Because remember, they don't play till Monday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we're not out here. So Terry could practice tomorrow, but there ain't no media to watch
it. And you're not out here Friday.
We're not here Friday. Media's welcome Saturday, but that practice is going to be 20 minutes
long. But once you leave the field on Thursday, you don't know what he did then.
What's your gut tell you, Terry-wise?
Game time.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Where I'm leaning to, Brian. Elsewhere, Deebo Samuel wasn't in practice. That's going to be a nothing to me. I think they're going to handle Deebo with veteran days off, and he kind of gets to do what he wants.
VDO.
What?
VDO.
Veteran day off. Yeah, that's kind of where I am.
What you thought I was saying?
I don't. I thought you said OPP. Yeah, you know me. I think Noah Brown, like the receiving group will be very interesting by the time we get to Monday night. I just can't stress enough that today is Thursday, and they don't play till Monday night. And Lanville's concerned about a rat infestation at the office.
Brian, that's something to be worried about.
Brian and I may have to work remote tomorrow, Lanville. Something came up, okay?
Lanville ignored.
Lanville's clearly thrilled.
Lanville's ignoring you on that one, dog.
My advice, Lanville ignored me and B about working remote tomorrow to not fist fight the rat infestation. Also ignore the Deebo thing from today. I think that's a big old nothing burger.
Yeah.
I think Terry being out there is a something burger. Maybe it. Lanville likes the big cheeseburger at Five Guys. I like the standard cheeseburger. I think Terry being out there.
You like the Lil Hands cheeseburger.
I think it's a standard cheeseburger. Nobody go anywhere.
Like the Kenny Pickett cheeseburger.
We got to make some bets. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel. Because with FanDuel's Thursday's touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores a first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win. Your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/Brian for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel, official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. Have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Must apply a profit boost token on select market. Prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct first or last touchdown pick. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet which expires 21 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.